Fritz Kirsch, director of Children of the Corn, has not only made a name for himself internationally with his cult hit, he's had a hand in developing the film culture in Oklahoma through his career as an educator. He's headed film education programs at Oklahoma City Community College and Oklahoma City University, which is expected to soon have a graduate program in screenwriting. Kirsch says he has mixed feelings about seeing his students tackle the world of film.
It's pretty scary because you feel a great responsibility and you also feel excitement over what they're doing because they're doing something that you encourage them to do that perhaps they had an interest to do, but now they're doing it on their own, kind of like teenagers doing what they do as a good father. So it's almost like being a parent. It's a little scary to watch them go do it because you're afraid, but you want to let them do it. And then when they do a great job, which most of them all do, it's just really great to hear their reactions, see their successes, look at things like this, which has blossomed in the last 10 years. It's terrific.
Special effects makeup artist Matthew Mungel has worked on a wide variety of films, from Bedazzled to Schindler's List, as well as TV shows like CSI and How I Met Your Mother. Atoka-born Mungel has this advice for other Okies aspiring to break into the film industry.
Make sure it's your passion, that you love to do it, because life is way too short to do something you don't want to do. And if you want to be creative and be in the film business, go for it, no matter what it is.
In addition to being recognized at a ceremony during the festival, both Oklahoma icons give question and answer sessions this weekend. Fritz Kirsch tonight at a 30th anniversary screening of Children of the Corn at Oklahoma City's Harkins Theater, and Matthew Mungel tomorrow morning at the Oklahoma History Center. Dead Center Film Festival runs through Sunday. More information is available at deadcenterfilm.org. For KOSU News, I'm Nicole Robinson Carroll.